Hey, before we get started and launch into this video, I want to tell you about a special offer I have for you. I partnered up with Readwise, which is an app that syncs all of your highlights from the books that you read. So all those big takeaways that you have that you highlight, you know, red or blue or yellow in your Kindle app, let's say. So for me, I'm reading an Abraham Hicks books, like every fucking chapter is just full of highlights at this point. Every day it shows you a random number and you can customize all this of those highlights to you. So it's like you get to reinforce those highlights to yourself every day, and it tracks your progress, and it's almost like it gamifies it in a way, because it shows you like how many days you've kept with it, like your streak. And you can customize, let's say if you didn't like one of the highlights or it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't resonate anymore, you can choose to never show it again. So it's really cool. If you go to readwise.io/backyardbuddha, you can get 2 months free using Readwise. And if you decide to stay on after that, I will get a portion of your subscription for an entire year. So that's a way to support me if you don't have the funds to do coaching, let's say, but you really, really like the videos, you like the channel, you like my content, you like what I'm about and what I'm doing, and you know my purpose here, helping people. That's a way to, for you to support me and support yourself by having access to those highlights and getting a couple months free. But at the very least, even if you don't subscribe, take advantage of the 2 months. It's a cool app. See if you like it at the very least. So I just want to tell you about that. It's a cool little thing. I worked out with Readwise with the you know the marketing team. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I want you to take advantage. It's my little gift to you. All right. Let's get into the video. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another video. My name is Dante, and I'll help you overcome codependency so you can attract your dream partner. In this video, I want to talk about people-pleasing and really just highlight how silly and illogical people-pleasing is to hopefully inspire you to just drop it all together, just let go of it. And I'm actually going to read you something I'm about to post on Instagram after I record this video. I'm just going to read you the little graphic I have prepared here. People-pleasing is like trying to pour from an empty cup, and when you need to fill that cup, the people you're trying to please get mad at you for doing so, and then you feel like shit. So the first point, I have two big points to make to really disprove and help you let this whole people-pleasing behavior go. Number one, how are you going to please other people when you don't have the energy to please yourself? By not taking care of your own emotional needs, you're going to forever be at a permanent deficit. And if you give in to people's negative feedback when you try to get relief, basically is what you're looking for, relief from all the tension, from the constant giving, some time to relax, to recharge. Here's another great example. I'll read you this TikTok I saw yesterday, I think, that just blew my fucking mind. Because, like, A, I would not fucking stand for it currently, but so many people are. Because they don't see these patterns and behaviors and systems clearly. So I'm just going to read you. It's like a series of text messages just to kind of really showcase this whole people-pleasing dynamic. So this is the dad and the daughter having a conversation. The daughter's in college, I believe. Dinner at home tonight. Be home by no later than 6:30. Dad, I already talked to mom. I've got a huge exam tomorrow that I'm studying for. It's your sister's birthday. You need to be here for it. Cassandra and I were on FaceTime a little bit ago. She's totally okay with it as well. You're not listening to me. We have a specially planned dinner, and the reservation is for 5 people. That includes you. Dad, I have to study. This is a huge exam that I can't do bad on if I want to go into medical school. You should have planned to study better throughout the week. I have been, on top of working at the hospital the past 3 nights, might I add. It's not just the studying, Dad. I'd have to drive an hour and a half both ways tonight, and I have to leave in less than an hour. We probably wouldn't be back home until 9 or 9:30. And I wouldn't be back here. Oh, my back is itchy. I wouldn't be back here until like 11. My exam's at 8:30 a.m. I'm sorry, but it's not logical. Back to people pleasing not being logical, right? This is not a discussion. Family should be more important. You know when your sister's birthday is. This is why we help you with your car payment. Help me with my car payment? You haven't helped for the past 6 months. Look, you know I love Cass more than anything, but she's only turning 17. That's it. Well, this is exactly why I stopped with your car payment. Because you've become an entitled brat. Notice how she's now being shamed for attempting to create a boundary to break the habit of people-pleasing so that she can start to feel better and build up her emotional power. You become an entitled brat. Your mother and I didn't raise you this way. Dad, for my 19th birthday, you and my mom got me insomnia cookies while you were on a ski trip in Vermont with Cass and Alex. You had finals. Exactly. Dad, I'm trying to do the right thing here. I want to be there for Cassandra, but this exam is really important to me. I can just come home this weekend and celebrate. 6:30. Can you please listen to me? Dad, I need to stay here tonight. Can you stop prioritizing your two favorite kids for once and just once? And allow me this? If you keep this up, your mother and I won't be helping you with anything anymore. College, the car, it all goes. Well, if you keep this up, there's a good chance I'll be walking myself down the aisle when the day comes. Dad? Question mark. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Dad? Question mark. She should not have fucking apologized there. This dad's a piece of shit. Fuck that dad. Fuck all dads that act that way. That's disgusting. Fucking disgusting. I have so much, not like hatred, just disdain. Just like, I'm not entertaining that. It's gross. You know, just like, I wouldn't go outside and pick up a handful of dirt and fucking eat it. It's just like, why would I do that? It's like, that's just gross. It's very sad. Yeah, so the first point is, how are you going to help other people if you can't help yourself? How are you going to help somebody get better who's sick if you then, you know, let's say someone has a severe illness that's not contagious. You know, let's say the only way to get it is you have to, like, inject it into yourself, hypothetically. That person needs care and rest. And if they get those things, they will be better. They will get better. If they don't get those things, they'll die. How are you going to provide those things to that person if you then go, fuck, you know, I need to be in the same boat as you, so I'm going to inject myself with this virus. Now we're both fucked up. That's essentially what people-pleasing is. When you try to take the time to refill your own tank, do things that bring you joy, make you happy, and cut off things, because that's half of it, right? Doing things that bring you joy. But the other half of it is like identifying what is draining energy from me, what is taxing energy from me, habits, behaviors, people, belief systems, huge, that's a big one, often neglected, belief systems that are sucking energy from me, leaking energy from me, draining energy from me, and cutting those off one by one. So that you then take your power back. If you don't do that, you're going to be chronically exhausted, drained, and you're going to feel like shit. Because, look, your desire is, I want to help these people feel better. That's where people-pleasing comes from. I want to soothe these people, and usually we develop this pattern in childhood because we live in unsafe environments where people are yelling, they're fighting, we're constantly being punished, abused. So then we develop this people-pleasing skill to soothe and disarm the people around us, and it helps to an extent. It works to an extent. But the trade-off is that we destroy our self-esteem because A, we ignore our needs for us to feel empowered, and B, number two, when we're not able to soothe and people please effectively and they get mad at us, we feel so bad. We feel like complete pieces of shit. We feel worthless. We feel like the biggest failures. And then as we go into our adult selves, in our adult lives, anytime we fail, we feel like pieces of shit. We're terrified of failing. So this could lead you to quitting things, not doing things, not sustaining things, not sticking things out. Because anytime there's any little failure, you feel fucking devastated. This leads you to saying yes to everything when you don't want to say yes. Not cutting people off. People can just take as much time and energy from you as they want. Take. Gimme. And you'll give. A good example of this is like, you know, I've been seeing these TikToks of people who like just give money to random people. It's awesome. I love it. And this one lady, the guy was trying to give her like a $2,000 iPhone. And she was like, she was totally willing. So initially he comes up and he's like, hey, you know, I'm trying to buy this phone. Can I just borrow like, you know, a couple bucks? And she gave him like a 20. He's like, wow, really? You know, give me 20 bucks? I only asked for a couple dollars. She's like, yeah. He's like, why? And she's like, well, it's a good Christian thing to do. He's like, that's awesome. Well, actually, I don't want to buy this phone for me. And, you know, here, take your money back. I don't need your money. I want to get this phone for you. And she's like, no. There was an immediate, visceral, aggressive response to say, no, I don't deserve good things. I can't accept. I can't receive. No. It's okay. Please, keep it. Keep it back. I can't have money. I can't have good things. I can't have awesome, expensive items. No, please. I have to keep people pleasing. I have to keep giving at a deficit all the time. Always. Otherwise, I'm a piece of shit. Please, don't give me anything, because then, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. It might mean that I really am a piece of shit, right? Because I can't deserve good things. I have to just keep giving. I can't have this. Give it to somebody else. It's this chronic, like, inability to receive shit. I can't receive from other people, from myself. I can't. It's all outflow. I can't allow inflow. It's like nails on a chalkboard. It's sandpaper on my soul. So this is something that you really, 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 really need to highlight in your life. If any of that resonates, you need to highlight this and explore this and make this a fucking priority. Otherwise, people are just going to continue to take advantage of you, to take from you, to use you, to drain you like a fucking battery, treat you like shit. You're going to allow it because it feeds into the paradigm. It feeds into the belief system. It feeds into the behavior. It feeds into the system. It feeds into the dynamic of I have to give. And if you weren't pleased correctly, then I am a piece of shit. And you need to tell me that. You need to confirm that. You need to, you know, speak that out. You need to treat me horribly. You need to disrespect me because I deserve it. You know, I need to know that I messed up and I got to do better. I got to please you better. I got to take care of you better. I got to ignore your bullshit and not draw boundaries. I got to help you hide from your own pain and triggers and belief systems, which you could explore to then feel empowered and feel better and feel amazing and drop all these toxic fucking habits and patterns and behaviors. I got to help you neglect yourself. Otherwise, I'm a piece of shit. That's the first part. Now, the second part of this, the other big point here of why people pleasing is just fucking stupid. Not that you're stupid. That the system is stupid. Is you feel... So how energy works is the person who's more certain wins. The person who's more certain overrides the other person. So when you're codependent and a people pleaser, that's part of codependency, is you're a people pleaser, and you fail to please, and then the person becomes mad, becomes triggered. You fail to soothe and disarm them, and they become triggered. You interpret that as they are right. Their beliefs are correct. They are justified in their derision, hatred, displeasure, dissatisfaction, resentment, bitterness, blame. Why? Because you're an empath. If you're a codependent, if you're a people pleaser, you're an empath. You feel other people's emotions and energy very strongly. So what you're doing is you're feeling their displeasure, and it's pushing into your energy field and then permeating and filling up your entire energy field with their energy. But really, this is just your awareness of their energy. Like you putting your finger into hot water. It's not that your whole body's hot. It's just now you become aware of the fact that that's really fucking hot. So it becomes your full experience. All your attention is on it. That does not make it right. That does not make it truthful. That does not make it correct. It just means you're really sensitive to it. So the other part is like, just because they are so messed up by this, so triggered by this, so triggered, so unhappy, that doesn't mean that, that doesn't justify that, you know, that's your fault. That's not your responsibility. That doesn't confirm that you're a piece of shit. It confirms that they are unhappy people. And they have terrible beliefs that are sabotaging their life and ruining their fucking relationships. That's what it means. Happy people forgive. Happy people appreciate. Happy people understand. Happy people are empathetic. If you're not happy, you are fucking mean. You're rude. You're miserable. You treat people like shit. You condemn. You blame. You resent. You hold grudges. And you need to distance yourself away from people who fucking treat you like that. You need to start drawing boundaries to not tolerate that inflow of negativity and poison and toxicity. You need to cut those people off and start doing things that bring you joy and happiness and help you connect with the energy of appreciation for yourself and for all of life. Period. You have to let these people go. You have to realize it's not your fault. You have to realize that you'll never be able to please these people to the point where they're suddenly fixed. It's like, I've been pleasing for 14 years and finally today I've pleased enough and now they're a changed person. Now they're treating me with respect. They're loving me. And they're appreciative of the 14 years I put in of feeling like shit and not honoring my standards and treating myself like shit and allowing them to treat me like shit. And it was all worth it. That's like the underlying hope that we have. If I can just get treated like shit long enough, it'll all be worth it. Right? It'll all be worth it. And we take this sick pride out of this. Like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing here. I'm a good Christian. Right, going back to that. And hey, if you believe in Christianity and God and all that, it's cool. I'm not trying to shame that. What I am trying to, and not really trying to shame, but like just really highlight, like, it's very toxic. It's poison. It's poisoning your self-esteem. When you start cutting these people off, when you start treating yourself better, doing things that make you happy, when you stop tolerating disrespect, you're going to feel better. And you're going to create the space for that person to then go inward and start to feel better. Start that process of unwiring, unraveling their belief systems, these patterns. Because right now, you're enabling them. You're like, basically, here's another example to kind of illustrate this. It's like you buying, let's say your friend's an alcoholic and you buying them alcohol once a week when they come over. You're like, well, you know, he's my friend though. I'm trying to support him. Like, he'll get there eventually. And then you just keep buying him alcohol. That's exactly what you're doing by allowing this person to disrespect you and you continually pleasing them, people pleasing them, trying to soothe them, saying yes when you want to say no, saying yes when it's making you anxious and tense and contracted to engage with this, to do X thing, to participate in X, you know, activity. It's not like relief and like just pleasure and just calm, deep enjoyment and satisfaction. It's anxious. I have to. It's compulsive. It's addictive. That is you enabling the person to continue to treat not only you, like shit with disrespect, but to treat other people like shit with disrespect and themselves. Because what are they carrying in their body? And this will really, really speak to all you empaths, because we're the most caring fucking people on the planet. We're the most sensitive, right? By you enabling them, by not saying no, by not drawing boundaries, what energy are you helping them vibrate, hold, contain in their body, in their energy field? The energy of neglect, they're neglecting their own needs, looking at their own belief systems, neglecting their own self. They have no self-awareness. They are not aware that this is happening, that they're doing this. They're just doing it. They're so fucking shut down and unconscious. So you are contributing to them feeling neglect. You're aiding that. You're saying, yes, I want you to keep neglecting yourself. Thank you. And because we're kind of doing it to an extent ourselves. So we're saying, yes, let's have more neglect in the world. Let's all neglect ourselves. And then by neglecting ourselves, hey, we can even treat our kids like shit too. We can neglect our kids. Because then we neglect our own needs. Then we're like, you know, passing that on, and we're treating our kids like shit. And we're turning them into people pleasers and abusing them, right? So we're aiding in that. And we're contributing to the energy of dissatisfaction. We're continually saying, hey, I'm your punching bag. Just keep fucking me up. You know, take all your aggression out on me. And maybe in 14 years, things will be different. Keep taking it out on me. Keep punching me emotionally, maybe even physically, right? Keep on going, because I love you. I love you. I want you to keep neglecting yourself. And keep practicing the energy of hatred, of derision, of I don't like you, I don't like this, I hate you so much, you're disgusting. I love you though, I love you so much. I love you so much, so I want to help you continue to feel this way. Because I love you, right? Right? I love you. So I want you to keep neglecting yourself. I don't want you to look at your beliefs, because I love you. I love you so much. It's disgusting, it's fucking toxic. You don't love these people. You are fucking scared. You're scared. And it's okay to be scared. But stop, for the love of fucking Christ, hiding this fear under this noble guise of, I love them. I'm doing it for them. I'm helping them, guys. I'm being so supportive. So supportive. No, you're not. You're fucking your life up, and you're fucking their life up. Okay? And I need to be like this right now and speaking in this manner so I pierce through the cloud of nonsense that is currently floating in front of you so I can highlight this for you. Because I, Dante, love you. I love you. I don't want you to keep being a motherfucking people pleaser and feeling like shit and tolerating people treating you like shit and aiding in them treating themselves like shit and perpetuating generational cycles of trauma where they treat their kids like shit, fuck them up, make them into codependents or narcissists, and then they fuck their kids up, and we're just fucking the whole goddamn human race up infinitum. Okay? Stop it. I love you, but stop it. Get fucking help. From a coach, or from a therapist, from a book, from videos. I don't give a goddamn where you get the help, but get the help. Because this is unacceptable. No more. This is done. Done. No more of this in the human race. It's fucking disgusting. It's poison. It's like the Ohio chemical spill. We're just dumping toxic waste into our emotional ocean that is the human collective race. You're scared. That's it. Face it. It's liberating. It's empowering. Hiding from your fears and limiting beliefs is just going to keep attracting and perpetuating similar circumstances, because life is trying to help you. The universe is trying to help you come into contact with, why am I feeling this way? Why can I not say no? Why? What must I believe to be true to feel this way? What's the worst thing that could happen if I say no? You need to start exploring these things with a coach, with help, or on your own. And I can give you resources to learn how to do that. Hit me up on Instagram. Tap the link in the description below. Book a free breakthrough session with me. I'll talk to you about these things, see if I can help you. And more accurately, see if you want to be helped. I can help anybody who wants to be helped. But you need to realize this is just fear. You're afraid of saying no. So we got to explore why you're afraid of saying no. To realize that it's bullshit. And you were never scared. Maybe you were scared when you were little, but that those reasons no longer hold any weight. You're powerful. You're amazing. You can handle saying no. And I want to help you rediscover why. I want to help you rediscover your power, your independence, your freedom. I don't want you to live a life where you're afraid, you're insecure. Even if it's a little challenging at first to say no, to create boundaries, to respect yourself, to love yourself. Taking that on is infinitely more appealing, to me at least, than just continuing to have people walk all over you, disrespect you, take advantage of you. Just that chronic, deep soul exhaustion, feeling tired and drained all the time because you're just doing things for everybody that you don't want to do. You can't say no. Yes, yes, yes. Commitment after commitment after commitment. And every time you do that, just like a little piece of you dies. You get farther and farther away from who the fuck you even are. Let's get out of that. You deserve to be happy, man. Let's go get an awesome partner who loves the fuck out of us. Let's go make a bunch of money. Let's go enjoy the fuck out of our lives. Let's put an end to this cycle, man. This pattern. It's fucking killing us. I like to believe that, you know, In a form of reincarnation, like we come to this planet to learn, to evolve. But you're never going to be this little human here. I only get to be Dante this one time. You know, when I come back, maybe there's elements of Dante I take with me. But I come back as a different person. Like, you have this one specific version of your life that you're never going to have again. So let's... And that's if you believe in reincarnation. If you don't, then it's just like, okay, now that's even more evidence of like, fuck, then it's gone. Like, for real gone. You don't get anything. So let's make sure this is a really good life. I want you to have a really good life. Really enjoyable life. Really happy life. Really calm life. Where your nervous system isn't cranked up all the time, but it's relaxed. You feel good. You feel safe. You feel respected. You feel appreciated. You're appreciating life. You got great relationships with people that treat you really well. I want that for you. This is one of the big, 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 gigantic, colossal, titanic level fucking roadblocks in the way of you having everything that you really want in your life. Having all of those changes. And you can fucking change, okay? Do not be like these fucking people out there who just get stuck in the mud and give up on themselves. And I was that way 2 years ago. And thank God I had key family members in my life and friends to help me get out of that. Because I could have easily been stuck there. So I know what it's like to be stuck. I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. I can help show it to you. Okay? And it doesn't have to be for thousands of dollars either. There's free, or pretty much free, you know, $15, things, resources I can direct you to help you learn how to do these things. Or if you have the means to, I can help you do it myself. I have fucking, I don't even know, 7 years coaching, 3-4 years specifically working on these things and letting these things go in particular. Okay? Have great results. Let go of so much. Feeling so empowered. Have so many boundaries. Dating an amazing person right now. Making more money than I've ever made in my entire fucking life. So it's possible. I love you so much. I want the best for you. But you gotta say yes to having a good life. And you gotta say no to disrespect, to toxicity, to poison, to the weights, the heavy requests of people that want to take more energy from you, because they're vampires. They're just, it will never be enough. Vampire has to keep feeding. They live forever. It's eternally hungry, eternally starving. Soothe me. rah, rah, blah, blah, soothe me. Give me more. But it's not blood. It's energy. Give me more energy. Blah, blah. So you got to say no. If you want some help doing that, tap the link in the description below or the link in bio, depending on where you're watching this, and book a free breakthrough session with me. Let's talk about your situation. See if you're ready to be helped and if I can help you. How I can help you more specifically. But for everybody else, I hope you enjoyed this video. I'm so passionate about this topic, and I went really intense there because I am so intimately aware of how it feels to just have your self-esteem trampled on for years. It's a prison sentence. It's hell. So hope it was inspiring you to watch this video. Hope it was inspiring. Hope it inspired you to demand more for yourself, want more for yourself, demand a better feeling state, to say no the next fucking time someone wants something from you that you don't want to fucking do, to appreciate more, to look at your belief systems. Hope it inspired you to do these things. I love you so much. Thank you so much for watching this video. Please like and subscribe if you want to see more. I'd greatly appreciate that. And I will see you in future videos.